on 75-year-old male back pain. It's 211 Silver Hollow Road between Lane Road and Crosspatch Road. Repeating, 75-year-old male back pain. It's 211 Silver Hollow Road between Lane Road and Crosspatch Road.
March 11, 2020. I remember the day, as I'm sure most of you who are listening do too. March 11, 2020 was the day the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a global pandemic. It was the day the world made you stop in shock, made you cry in fear, and made you panic, not a little bit, but a lot. Breaking news headlines invaded our social media feeds. Every click, every tap, every scroll led to one breaking news story after another. And in an instant, we were submerged underwater, gasping for air and desperately trying to find an opportunity to just shut it all off. But for some people, the pandemic was actually a blessing, an opportunity to start a new beginning.
What do you like most about being a mom?
Probably just hanging out with her. It's like there's always something to do, something to discover, something to interest her. And, you know, the cute outfits don't hurt either.
Meet Jasmine Davidson, a wife and mom of 7-month-old Chloe. She also happens to be my former boss and close friend. Jasmine spent most of her pregnancy and the first few months of motherhood in quarantine, and so I was curious, what does one expect when they're expecting during an unexpected pandemic?
Excuse you, little girl. What's going on? Are you happy? Yeah, you took a really terrible nap, though.
Okay, flip over.
The day I found out I was pregnant was actually an accident. We had been trying, but only for a little bit, and I had taken a pregnancy test on the Friday night when I got home from work. Fun fact, pregnancy tests aren't that accurate when you take them after drinking like a gallon of water, because there's like less hormones in you. So I took the test on Friday and it was negative, and went about my weekend. And then on the Monday, I had a migraine. I have migraines. I used to have them a lot at that period too. And before taking the medication, I was like, I'm just going to take another pregnancy test just to make sure before I take this medication, because you're not supposed to take that when you're pregnant. And so I took the test and I was alone and my husband was at work and I was getting ready to go to work. And I was like, oops, it's positive. So I called Matt and I told him, and he's like, are you serious? I'm standing in Rona. And I was like, well, I felt like I had to tell you right away. He's like, well, you could have waited till I wasn't in Rona. So I took one, and then I took a digital test after, and it was positive. And then I went to work. It was very anticlimactic, and I think it's, like, pretty relevant to our kind of relationship, because we don't make a big fuss over everything, and that's how I found out. It wasn't a big fuss either. I mean,
how did you feel?
I guess when I found out I was pregnant, it was, like, surreal. Until, like, the doctor, like, shows you the baby on the monitor, you're like, really? That's true. That's true. There's a little munchkin in there.
But back in December 2020, when the pandemic was at its peak and the hospitals were busting at the seams, Jasmine was rushed to the hospital. As a first-time, soon-to-be mom, she didn't know what to expect. But she knew something was wrong, and that at 5 months into her pregnancy, it was too early to be having contractions.
When I was about 5 or 6 months pregnant, I guess, it was in December, I had a 3-day hospital stay. I remember the day I was eating Eggos, which is like something I don't eat. That was totally a pregnancy craving. I started having really bad back pain, but I mean, when you're pregnant and that's not like an abnormal thing. So I finished eating and I went to lie down for a bit and the pain was just getting worse. And I ended up getting sick because the pain was so bad. And
what's wrong, Bubby?
Is the Ziploc bag behind you? Do you mind reaching for it?
It's okay.
The Ziploc bag. Would that make you be quiet? Deuces. Yeah, so the pain got so bad that I ended up getting sick from the pain, and I ended up calling Matt, and I couldn't catch my breath. The pain was so overwhelming. And when it's your first child, you don't know what a contraction is. And it was very early. I was like 20, 22 weeks. Like, I was way too early to be having contractions. I ended up in the ER. They sent me up to labor and delivery. And that was like the first time where I had been in a hospital in years, right? So there was all the COVID protocols and I had no idea what was going on. I was in so much pain. Because of my symptoms, I was sick, and they asked questions when you get into the hospital at that point, and it was like, do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Are you missing sleep? Like, so vague, the questions that when you're pregnant, you basically say yes to all the questions. So they put me in the COVID ward, and finally they sent me up to labor and delivery, and they put like a monitor on me, and Matt was in the parking lot. And I have no idea what's going on. And the nurses are just like running around trying to figure out if I'm in labor or if something else is wrong or something's wrong with the baby. And I remember sitting, and I'm in like this room, no windows, by myself. Nurses like don't even introduce themselves because they're just like running in and out. And they have the monitor on me. I'm in excruciating pain. I can't even catch my breath. And that's the only time where I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this by myself. Like, I don't know if I'm about to lose the baby. I don't know if I'm in labor. Finally, hours later, they figured out that I had a kidney stone. And it took days for them to figure out what to do and multiple visits to go back. And every time we went back, it was like, well, your husband could come in, but he can't leave the hospital. And it's just not real. Like, you can't just drop everything and move into the hospital when you're not sure how long you're going to be there and everything that's going on. So that was the only time where the COVID stuff was like next level. And December 2020 is when we were like in really bad shape.
I don't think your dad changed your diaper before you went to bed.
What? Do you want privacy? I can leave.
Oh no, it's
okay.
Fine.
While she changed Chloe's diaper, I sat back and observed her tending to the baby. I watched Jasmine tickle Chloe's toes and Chloe giggle in response. I nervously watched Chloe stare with her big blue eyes at my recording equipment, her tiny hand reaching towards the microphone in curiosity. And I wondered just how she really felt about her pandemic pregnancy. This is what she had to say.
Being pregnant during the pandemic, I think, was a lot of good, and there's obviously a lot of bad at the same time. Not bad in a, it affected everything. I think it's just everyone's expectations weren't obviously the same because there were so many restrictions. The biggest part was I felt bad, I guess, for my family because they didn't get to see the evolution of my pregnancy. It's not the same when you show someone on FaceTime. That was probably the hardest thing. And the doctor appointments, I was forced to go by myself. And the doctors in my clinic are super nice. And I mean, they understood that everyone had to go through this on their own because the partner wasn't allowed in. But the hardest part was retaining all that information because they're just throwing information at you all the time by yourself. And French isn't my mother tongue. I feel like it takes two people in those appointments because they give you so much information to remember, and you walk out of there and you're like, man, I really hope I can remember literally everything they just said to me, because it's all important information and you're by yourself and you're overwhelmed, and sometimes they tell you things that you're not expecting, like, and you just kind of have to go through it by yourself. And that was, I think, the hardest part. But I think the way that my pregnancy went, I am not unsatisfied with. It was nice in a way to have to do everything by ourselves because there wasn't anyone else like interjecting themselves. Not that I think my family would have interjected in any way, but we were the only two really in our bubble. So we were living day to day, but only together. And it was more special. I think that way you have to rely on the other person because that's the only person that you can see or and that's around you every day. So when I wasn't feeling well or when things were happening, he had no choice but to be the person. I mean, not that he would have done it any other way, but he was the person that I had to depend on. So in a way, it's like we had this whole world where it was just us and no one was invited in. Not because we didn't want them, because that was the rule, right? So it kind of worked out where we just had this like really special thing together.